brand new tunes from the Motel Beds. That is from their forthcoming album. It's called Dumb Gold. And we've got two of the Motel Beds in the house. Todd, Ian, welcome.
Hi.
Thank you.
Hi. Very happy to have you both back in the studio.
Very happy. Nice new digs.
Thank you.
I haven't been on the new digs yet.
Thank you. Thank you.
There's a lot
you.
Of buttons in here.
Yeah.
Yes. Very much so. Very much. It's been a little while, and you guys have been keeping busy, especially this past weekend. You were over at the Downtown Dayton Revival.
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm. What's been up with the Motel Beds?
A whirlwind of of whirlwindness. I don't know. What if we've been busy? We've been seeing a lot of each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We've been practicing a lot.
Yeah.
For what? We're not exactly sure. But we're going to be really good at it when we get there.
So people will have a good show on Saturday.
Uh-huh,
then.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, the show. That's what we've been practicing for.
Yeah. Well, you've also apparently been recording. Tell me about this new album.
We were originally going to just kind of surprise people with it. And then we were advised by people who knew better that that's not such a great idea as far as getting press coverage and stuff. So we have decided that we are going to let people know that it is coming out. We are not sure what the date is quite yet, mid-November.
Yeah, that's what we're shooting for.
We've had it in the can for a while, actually, and it was fairly painless, as most of our albums seem to be, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, we record in our rehearsal studio, so that makes it less like recording, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, we just hang out and roll the tape. And
you guys did it all yourselves again,
yeah.
Like you, mm-hmm. Like yep. You usually do?
Exactly.
Yep, yep, yep.
We are self-contained.
That's gotta make the process a little easier. For this one, did you kind of record as you went, or did you kind of say, okay, now we are recording the album, or was it just kind of as you went?
I kind of just sort of morphed into recording the album.
Yeah. Just whenever Daryl just like decides that we're going to do it is pretty much how it goes down.
He calls the shots, basically.
Yeah. We'll come in and microphones will be set up and then...
Oh, I guess we're recording tonight.
That's pretty much how it works.
Then you know it's time.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. No giggling that night.
None.
It's very, very serious business.
Clearly.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, so you're thinking mid-November. Is this one going to be another, are you going to do another vinyl release, or is this going to be strictly CD?
Not at this point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hopefully. I'd love to. We like vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
This was a little bit more economical to just, we're going to just do, you know, electronic version in discs this time. So with the hopes of vinyl for future. But
yeah.
That's cool. And as far as looking ahead, sort of after the release has happened, do you guys want to get out on the road with this? Or?
Absolutely.
That's the plan. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is
and
the plan.
And we are waiting for the stars to align. We've got some people interested in working with us. So.
Great.
Yeah, because clearly, because we organization is not our strong point. We kind of need to be taken by the hand and pushed out there. Mm-hmm. So
we need people to do things for us.
Yes. We're thinking about actually getting people to record the albums for us.
Yeah.
Like stand-ins.
Yeah.
Well,
surrogates. I get tired really, really easily and quickly. And so somebody that could stand in and do what, you know, stuff for me, that would be great.
Okay. So we'll be taking auditions for like Ian 2 and...
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't really know.
Ian 3000.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just like, you know, I like everybody. I like to take naps and...
Yeah.
I feel like... You know, I feel like somebody should maybe help me do that more.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Assistant,
preferably during shows.
Assistant nap taker for Ian.
No. I want to take the naps.
Oh, you want to take the naps. I got it. Yeah. I got it.
Yeah.
No, in
just
addition.
Juggle or something.
Yeah. In addition to recording the album, I understand you guys have been working on a video?
Maybe.
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 Maybe kind of, sort of.
Yeah.
To
perhaps.
You'll
see
you
soon.
Do you know too much already?
Oh, no.
Now we have to kill Todd.
Aww. So there may be some sort of visual attached to one of these songs.
Oh, there are always visuals attached to these songs.
Yeah.
You can count on it. Mm-hmm. How dumb they are is the question. Mm-hmm. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, in addition to the album, I know you guys had previously had the year of... a bazillion, and maybe that's a slight exaggeration, releases.
Mm-hmm. Half a bazillion.
Half a bazillion. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a more fair number.
Two.
So a bazillion is four, then?
Yeah,
by
I
that
guess,
logic?
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. Are you guys, have you guys already started writing for the next project, or are you continuously writing? Or?
We're in the very early stages of writing for the next.
Okay.
which is kind of odd for us because usually we seem to have an album in the can by the time the album comes out before it. But we were interested in exploring the nuances of this one and getting it, you know, and we have these festival gigs coming up. So we wanted to, you know, kind of concentrate on getting the set nice and tight for those. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and sooner our attention span is such that I'm sure before we know it, we're going to be working on new songs. So.
Yeah. It's a good problem to have, but we've had a lot of shows booked and we just honestly haven't had a whole lot of time to get together and write.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
Ian keeps falling asleep. So.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
And I like to take naps, as I said before.
Okay, okay. So focusing a little more on the live stuff for now. And the naps.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's take a listen to a couple more tracks from the album, and then we'll come back and tell people about some of this live stuff.
Cool.
This is more new music from the Motel Beds. They've got a new album coming out November-ish. And you can catch them Saturday at the Cyclops Festival here in Yellow Springs. We'll give you all the details on that and more upcoming live gigs coming up on Kaleidoscope. Here's some more new music. New music from the Motel Beds. That's from their forthcoming album. It's called Dumb Gold. You can check that out sometime in November. We'll give you more details as they become available and or decided. But in the meantime, we've got Todd Widener and Ian Kaplan from the band in the house. Welcome back, guys.
Hi.
We didn't go anywhere, actually.
No, this whole time. No. Welcome back to the listening airwaves.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you. Just to clarify that. Mm-hmm. Now, you guys are playing Saturday at Cyclops Fest.
Yes.
That's here in Yellow Springs. And then you guys also, you're doing quite a few festivals.
Yeah, it's cool
fall.
How that turned out.
Yeah.
We have Midpoint is coming up in Cincinnati. Dayton Music Fest, obviously, we're doing that. And most likely CMJ. We're kind of waiting on confirmation for that, but in New York.
Yeah. Last year it took, I think it was like the end of the month or the first week in October when we finally got the news. So it's probably going to end up being the same thing this year.
I was going to say, this is your second year playing CMJ. What was that like last year?
It was great. It was nice. I mean, we drew a crowd somehow. I mean, I'd never been to New York with the Motel Beds before. The Motel Beds have played New York before. And there's a lot of Dayton expats out there, so they got the word. But we played a little bar that filled up quite nicely, and it was a good vibe, and we did well.
Yeah,
and had Kelly Deal come up and sing with us, which was certainly helpful. I'm not going to deny that. But yeah, it was great, and we're looking forward to at least as good an experience again this year. So.
Excellent, excellent. And moving forward from there, you'll do the album release and then pretty much focusing on getting out on the road then for the beginning of next year?
Yeah, that's the plan. We're hitting it pretty hard next year. Yeah,
that's the plan.
Very cool, very cool. is there anything else that you guys are working on as far as, well, we covered road stuff, but are you guys doing anything else, any other super secret projects you want to reveal or anything like that?
If they're super secret, they're secret even to Ian and
Bummer. Yeah.
That's not to say there aren't super secret projects going on, but
they're
the
so
two
secret.
Of us don't
as
know about
as
them
As far as we
yet.
Know, yeah. It's basically, yeah, it's just been rehearse.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we'll eventually get around to writing. Hopefully very
stuff.
Soon, because, like as Todd said, our attention span is extremely short, and by now, I mean, it's actually kind of feels a little odd that we don't have a new record out yet, or at least the songs to put a new record out yet, because that's basically how it works.
We've been in the discussion phase of what the new, vague intimations of maybe some different kind of directions or something.
We've all agreed that a new album should happen.
Okay. That's you know what? That is step one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Y'all kind of have to be on the same page.
Sure.
We're thinking jazz fusion. It's going
to
be kind of a Bitches Brew kind of thing.
I like that. Yeah. Yeah.
Going to go from 1.5 minute songs to 25 minute songs.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Excellent. Well, if people want to keep tabs on you guys online, and especially on finding out when the album is ready for public consumption, where can they go?
You would go to brotelbeds.com. I tried to basically the story is that I let the domain lapse when we kind of took a hiatus, and then when I went to go buy it again, the guy that owns motelbeds.com wanted like $10,000-$11,000 for it, and I said no, and that was the closest thing.
It fits us better anyway.
Yeah, maybe. Yes, actually. And then Facebook, we are on there. We have a Twitter account also. There's... Yeah.
We do?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, wow. I'm not on Twitter, so I guess.
Yeah, either am I. Which is, I guess.
So we're the perfect people to talk about.
Yeah, yeah. We tweet.
Okay.
It's http //www.
Yeah. It's not tweeter.com either. It's
Twitter. Very important distinction there. Mm-hmm. Well, guys, is there anything else people ought to know before they come out and check you guys out on Saturday at Cyclops?
Other than to please come out and check us out at Cyclops on Saturday, we're very much looking forward to it. We haven't done Yellow Springs in a long time.
And also, I'm going to do a shameless plug on here because I have no shame that my lovely wife will be having her jewelry on sale at the Cyclops Festival. So look out for Brooke Medlin because she will be there.
With her very cool stuff.
Yeah, with her very cool stuff. And I don't mean to make it sound like she's going to hurt anybody. I mean, like, you don't actually have to look out for her, but, I mean, she'll be there, and she'll be selling her amazing jewelry. So please
and our
do.
Good friends, Basho, we want to thank them for having us on this thing.
And
super, super cool dudes.
Yeah. Yep.
So
Brian Johnson has done a lot for us, and, you know, this was something we absolutely wanted to do, and something that, not necessarily that we owed him, but it's just something that we can do to show our appreciation. Yeah, and exactly. Also, we like to play out. So,
And it will be a good time to come see these guys play out. It's Cyclops Festival. It is this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the John Bryan Center here in Yellow Springs. It is all about handmade goods for sale, like Ian's lovely wife's jewelry, which is very cool, I must say. Mm-hmm. And all sorts of vendors, great music, as you've been hearing tonight. And
it's handmade, too.
Yeah, great handmade music, great handmade food, all sorts of fun stuff. Come out. It's going to be a great time.
And no actual Cyclops. Like, there's no real Cyclops.
To be determined.
You don't have to battle a Cyclops in order to hear the music.
Yeah.
There might be a Minotaur, though.
As far as I know, yeah.
A Labyrinth, perhaps. Mm-hmm. Maybe.
I thought I saw Bowie walking around here on the way into the building. We did get lost, but we didn't get that lost.
Well, let's take a listen to one more track from this new album to give them a taste of what they'll be able to get their hands on in November. Guys, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Julia.
Here.
Thanks for having us.
It's our pleasure.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Here's some more music from the Motel Beds. Check them out at Cyclops Festival. It's Saturday here in Yellow Springs. We've got details on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Kaleidoscope Radio. This is Kaleidoscope on member-supported 91.3 WISO, Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield.